This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Quite a discovery, quite an arrest, quite a moment on Friday afternoon when a lot of us are starting to get ready to relax and go to the weekend and take a deep breath. Suddenly, out of Long Island, New York, surprise! We think we have the Long Island serial killer. And what an interesting individual this seems to be. Jennifer Coffendaffer is joining us, retired FBI special agent and Hidden Killers contributor. Jennifer, what do we know thus far about the man that they are very confident is the Long Island serial killer, Rex Huerman?
Well, he's being suspected linked to a hair that was identified, and that hair, of course, revealed DNA, and in other words, hair on the victim left by the individual who is believed to have killed her. And then there was a piece of pizza crust that was recovered through law enforcement of the suspect. And that DNA was a match. And so that's the reason we now, law enforcement meaning, has a suspect.
That's interesting that it was matched that way through DNA. I know there's some other places that this has been other pieces of evidence circumstantially that are putting him in that place as well, including cell phones and burner cell phones and phones that were used to call some of these women, a lot of them in the sex industry. And it was tied back or triangulated, if you will, all back to the same area on different burner phones at different times, but it was all going to the victims of this, and the triangulation points it back very close to the vicinity of where Mr. Huerman's home was. That's another interesting piece as we look at triangulation of cell phones and how accurate it can be in terms of right down to the very couple feet or all the way to a large district. What are your thoughts on that with the cell phone triangulation, adding this on top of the pizza crust?
Well, I think very similarly, obviously, to another case that's, you know, in the news is the Idaho 4 case and the evidence against Brian Koberger. And we're seeing really a little bit of a parallel here. Mm-hmm. That's what law enforcement is going to look at. They want to see the scientific / digital forensic footprint and to see if they coincide. And in this case, they do.
Someone like this who has been free for all these years, not even really suspected, it seems, by almost anyone, just living amongst us as allegedly a hidden killer, if you will. Are we going to end up looking back at this and see more signs when we start to examine him and his life of the last 10 years, you think that may point us to go, oh, well, when you put that into perspective, that does add up more?
I think it's a great point. I think when you take the individuals and really look, take a deep dive into different things they've said, different things in their background, other individuals who have intersected with them that have unique and strange stories that they may be telling now about what he did when he was in their presence. I think we're going to see a lot of that, Tony, people coming forward, if indeed, of course, this is the individual. And I do find it odd that there was this dormancy of time where possibly we don't have connected crimes. So I would also be looking for more crimes to possibly be connected with him. This reminds me also of the case that has just been solved, at least in terms of them getting a suspect in Boston, of this Boston rapist, where it started out with 4 and now we're up to 7. And, you know, DNA and DNA through genetic genealogy is going to be really just an amazing tool that's going to continue to be used to solve these types of crimes.
I always say it, if you're sitting at Christmas and somebody hands out the DNA test kits for their familial DNA on Ancestry and everyone's excited, but you got that one weird uncle off in the corner that's like shivering and shaking and sweating, you may be in for a surprise in the next year.
Oh, that's funny. You know, it truly does, you know, have the ability to connect people that really have absolutely, of course, nothing to do with the crime, but they can lead investigators to who committed these crimes.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers Podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.